Do you have any message for Ukrainians who, after 3 years of fighting, might feel betrayed or disappointed at not having a seat at these initial talks in Saudi Arabia?
Well, I think I'm really disappointed in what's happened. I've been watching this for 3 years. It's a war that would have never happened if I was president. And I've been watching these people being killed at levels that you've rarely seen, not even close, since the Second World War. And I'm very disappointed. I hear that, you know, they're upset about not having a seat. Well, they've had a seat for 3 years and a long time before that. This could have been settled very easily. Just a half-baked negotiator could have settled this years ago without the loss of much land, very little land, without the loss of any lives. And I think I have the power to end this war. And I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. I could have made a deal for Ukraine that would have given them almost all of the land, everything, almost all of the land, and no people would have been killed, and no city would have been demolished, and not one dome would have been knocked down. But they chose not to do it that way.
That was Donald Trump from this past week trying to please Russian President Putin and try to get as many people as possible to believe that Ukraine started the war with Russia. Trump also took to Truth Social to share some more distortions, let's call them, including that the U.S. has given more to Ukraine than anyone else. Ukraine has no free and fair elections. The Ukraine President Zelensky is supported by only 4% of the people of Ukraine. Well, first, the U.S. has given 18% less to Ukraine than Europe has. And of the money that the U.S. has given, about 70% of that money actually stayed here in the U.S., creating the weaponry and the other materials, which wound up getting shipped to Ukraine. As far as free and fair elections are concerned, well, when a war breaks out, martial law kicks in, and there's this thing called the Constitution. Yeah, Ukraine has one too, that dictates, pardon the pun there, about how and when elections can be held, the conditions that are necessary to hold those fair and free elections. And what else was there? Oh, yeah, and you know, Trump might want to just stay away from making claims about poll numbers. Why? Well, because the truth is that Zelensky has the support of 57% of the Ukrainian people, while in the latest polls here, Trump wins the approval of just 46% of Americans. That combined with the refusal by Zelensky to hand Trump in the U.S. 50% ownership of the rights to what are called essential minerals. Those are key elements that go into production of things ranging from smartphones to EV batteries. Hi, Elon. To solar panels. That probably plays a large part in why Trump's really now more than ever going after Zelensky. And circling back to the audio I started off with here, when facts get in the way of your words, you should really consider sitting down and shutting your mouth.